City slick, we would call him.
Okay. If a country person goes to town, what might the city people call him behind his back?
Country.
Okay. How do you normally refer to someone of your own race? How do you normally refer to someone of your own race? Do you call your next door neighbors colored people or Negroes? Or?
Well, we call them colored.
Okay. Okay, now what do you think someone of the white race who is angry with a Negro might call him?
They call him, what would the white people call
him?
Yeah,
if they were mad at a Negro.
They would call him a Negro.
Okay. Now how do you normally refer to a person whose skin is white?
We just a white person.
Okay. And if you're mad at a white person, what might you say? What might someone of your race say?
Well, he's mean.
Mm.
Or she's mean.
Mm. Would they ever call him anything like a wasp or anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully
angry.
Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might come in and say, "Man, I'm really
tired."
Would you ever say anything like, "All beat out" or "bushed" or
no,
just
tired.
Say tired? Okay.
Tired.
The school nurse sent a little boy home early because he
spayed.
What would the nurse send him home for?
He was sent him home because obey.
How about, would the nurse send him home because he wasn't feeling good, or what would you say if he was
sick?
Okay. What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding? If some of the guests wants to tease and embarrass people.
We'd call that celebration.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called a serenade?
No.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with?
We would say the devil.
Hmm. You ever heard him called boogeyman or?
Booger.
Booger.
A booger bear. That's
booger bear.
Booger bear, that's what they call booger bear.
Okay. How would you greet a friend on December 25th, Christmas?
We say Merry Christmas.
Okay. If you had a very heavy suitcase that you had to get from one place to another, you might say, I'm sure glad I don't have very far to
carry.
Okay. What do you call a little creature with very hard shell that lives in the water and it can pull its legs up into its shell?
Well, we will call that a taffy.
And what would you call an animal that, like the one that lives in the water, except it lives on land?
We would call it a gopher.
A gopher?
A gopher. Anyway.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
Are there any other insides of any other creatures that you eat?
We just call it the chitlins, the liver, you know.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
We call that the yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
His chest.
What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you can use on a lake?